the Coast Guard has been responding to a leaky shipwreck on the bottom of Western Lake Erie. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The shipwreck is believed to be the Argo. It's a tank barge that sank in 1937, and it's considered the biggest pollution threat from a shipwreck in the Great Lakes. That's because it was reported to be carrying around 200,000 gallons of petroleum products when it sank. Late last week, the response team plugged a pinhole leak in the barge. At that time, air monitors detected hazardous levels of benzene in the air above the wreck. Lieutenant Greg Schweitzer is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He's part of the response team, and he's providing scientific support to the Coast Guard. Greg, what have you learned about what kind of material is on board the ship?
Well, based off of the leak that was discovered last week, the salvage company designed a special wooden plug with a copper tube in a valve in order to take a sample from the leaking rivet hole. Once the sampling was complete, the rivet hole was resecured with a wooden plug and fresh epoxy. And what we've determined from the material that came from that tank is that it's consistent with the historical barge loading records that indicate benzol is at least a portion of the cargo. Preliminary results indicate that that material was primarily benzene and also toluene.
So the reports from the sinking indicated about 100,000 gallons of a crude oil product and another 100,000 gallons roughly of this benzol, right?
That's correct.
How will you approach finding out how much of this is still on board?
I think ultimately we're going to have samples from each tank to make a firm determination on what's exactly on board.
And there are 8 tanks on board, is that right?
That's correct.
How will the response team go about removing whatever's still on board?
Ultimately, to remove the product that's on board, the salvage company will have to tap and lighter each tank. And initially what they can do is, upon tapping, is the first step will be take a sample before they continue the offload of product.
How would that work exactly?
So what they'll do is they will attach a flange. Through that flange, they will drill a hole. There's a valve that secures that so that no product leaks during that process. They'll also have to tap an additional hole through the tank to replace the product that they remove so that there's not a void space and you have a tank collapse. So the product that they remove will be replaced with water.
At this point, are there any immediate safety concerns?
So NOAA has run a number of air and water trajectories, all of which indicate the primary threat is to on-scene responders. And right now, our primary concerns are with ensuring the health and safety of on-scene responders.
What are you concerned about there?
I think benzene is of particular concern because it's a known carcinogen.
So what kind of steps are you taking to make sure that they're safe?
We have air monitoring in place that would alert them to the presence of volatile organic compounds, especially benzene, and they have the necessary protective equipment, respirators, and outer garments to protect them from exposure.
What about people who are not in the immediate area, people who live along the shoreline?
Current modeling suggests that the hazard is there at the immediate scene. If there's good news here, it's that the closest point of land is 9 miles away. That's a pretty substantial distance from the actual wreck. And our modeling suggests that if we were to have a large release of benzene, it would evaporate in approximately 30 to 40 minutes.
Lieutenant Greg Schweitzer is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.